George School welcomes you to episode 5. Where's Robbie?
Parental discretion is advised.
Going to do now? We don't have that kind of transportation. Hell, we can't trust what we have to get us 50 feet, much less to the Florida line and to safety, before they start dropping bombs on the state. I'm not looking forward to dying on the highway.
I knew it. There goes med school for me. God, why did this have to happen now? Just this close to getting away from here and starting a new life. Now I'm stuck here.
Sam! Oh, God. We can't be falling apart right now. Rick, could you?
Yeah, sugar plum. I'll go have a talk with him. He'll be fine, I'm sure of it. And, hun, all we can do is prepare to leave. An opportunity will come knocking, just like she always does, huh? Baby girl, we've been blessed, trust me. Now let me go catch up to Sam and talk to him. Then round up Jimmy and Terry so we can get to work on that second truck. I know ours is good enough to make it, but the other one, it does need a little bit of love.
Okay, then I'll go check on Bill. Sam did a great job stitching him up. He'd make a great surgeon one day. One day.
Daryl, the house, the office, we just got established. What the hell are we going to do?
Look, things are bad right now. I know it is. I've seen it. Look, all we can do is just prepare to leave in 4 days. Now, Mike, give all the girls a Glock. From now on, nobody goes anywhere unarmed.
Oh, hold on, Mr. Jennings. I want the Python.
Leslie, that is too much of a gun for you in any situation. Could be more of a problem than help you, so no.
Well, ain't this a big pile of monkey shit? Damn it. I think I'll go ahead and give Cliff and Ron a call. We're going to be needing them. And hopefully Cliff wasn't home. You know he lives on Beachside, and that's underwater.
Aw, damn. That's right. Well, let me get Marion on the phone. We need to do some shopping.
Well, I need to go to the ATM and start getting money out. We're gonna need it.
First, target practice. With the Glocks, D, help me get them set up outside.
Sure. Let's get this going.
Yo, Marion, what's up? How did you all do last night?
We are all okay, but the neighborhood did suffer some downed trees and a couple of houses exploded for some reason no one really knows.
That would have been the gas line. It happened in this neighborhood also. Oh, what a night. Anyway, I was calling about doing some shopping.
Yeah, today is out, but I got you. In the AM around 10 will be good, and I'm quite sure I got what you need.
My man. All right. The guys and I will meet you at, let's say, 10 o'clock.
Frank, can you hear me? I have to be quiet. There are creatures all around the car. My mom hit her head when she crashed into another car. She's out cold.
Robbie, where are you? We're coming to get you. D, Mike, suit up. Robbie's in trouble. Robbie, where are you?
About 10 miles or so from your house on Trail Road, or what used to be. And be careful, these creatures are deadly. They're made of fire of some sort. Gotta go. Get here fast.
What? You two still sitting there? I thought I said suit up.
Okay, I'll say it. We are risking our lives for what? Don't get me wrong, I will roll, but dude, it sounds like this zone is fucking hostile.
Man, with everything that's going on, we need to make a sensible decision on this.
Decision's made. We go kill everything, then get out, and we roll heavy.
Famous last words.
Frank, you realize the ammo is low on this. Are you sure?
Well, I'll be good to go in 5. If you're coming, be outside.
All right, okay. We're in. You only live once. So, what are we facing? Does he know?
Creatures that use fire somehow? I'll let the girls know. 5 minutes.
Man, are you sure about this? I'm not trying to die out here. This ain't no damn Super Mario Brothers. There is no mushroom out here. No flower, no none of that shit. No star. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, Mike. Let's go grab some things.
Hey, Jimmy. Terry. Have y'all seen Sam? I've been looking for him.
Yeah. He was running down towards the lake, and I'd say he looked pretty upset.
What's going on with him? Hell, he should be damn pickled with the job he did on Bill. Never will understand that boy.
Yeah, that's the problem. A little bit of reality set in about med school, and that set him into a tailspin. Hell, it might even be easier for him to get in now if all these reports are true, and we'll be starting over somewhere else. I'm quite sure a lot of help's going to be needed. So Sam will get his turn probably sooner than he thinks.
So, we are leaving then?
Well, we can't stay here. The state is about to go up in flames. You do know what a Moab does. It sets fire to everything. Oh, did I mention you suffocate
what
first?
What in the... Broderick, turn around. It's Bubba, and they got Sam. This isn't going to be too friendly at all.
What? Elise, bring me Betty Sue, quick. And you two, go get some weapons and get back here pronto.
Damn it, Rick. I can barely hear you back here. Now, what is he going on about now? What the fuck? Shit.
America, Charlie Carmichael here to take you into the night. Tonight we have one last report from Anna Vapperman, who's in the Midwest at the biggest zone yet. The zone extends into Canada and into Mexico, and the affected states include Montana, both North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming. There's reports of a giant creature in this zone. So now we take you to Anna Vapperman with more. Anna?
Thank you, Charlie. This is Anna Vapperman, and yes, here in the Midwest is the zone yet covering Montana, both North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming. Charlie, it is serious out here. Whole towns are now gone, destroyed by this new creature that is roaming the land. Like the rest of the new strange creatures, it is trapped in the boundaries of the zone. Unfortunately, this zone is so big that it is free to roam.
Do you have a description on this creature?
First, let me say this. Once you see it, you never want to see it again. This is the stuff of nightmares, Charlie. If that was a real creature. Seems to be the consensus. Oh, goodness. Can you hear that, Charlie?
Yes, we could see. Was that the creature?
Yes, Charlie, it was. Oh, my God, it's here. Jesus, it's ramming the barrier, trying to get out. Great, get a shot of this thing. Charlie, this thing is incredible. It must be
Jesus
16
Christ,
feet tall,
would you look at that thing?
Like the devil.
Wow, that thing. I can't even say I've seen it all.
Okay, Charlie, it seems to be moving off. Charlie, I can swear this thing was staring at us. Okay, this is Anna Vapperman reporting the Arkansas state line. Back to you, Charlie.
Thank you, Anna. Now, back to the crisis in Washington. Vice President Price will be sworn into office at a nondisclosed location in lieu of another attack from Dr. Samuels. New developments have taken place within the last few hours. Box stores are now open at 11 a.m. instead of 1. Security forces will be mobilized through the night to all the box stores for the safety of all. Curfew will go into effect at 7 p.m. Anyone caught out past curfew will be arrested. So, please stay in your homes and have a good night. This is Charlie Carmichael for Channel 3 News.
Can you two believe this shit? Ugh, I'm gonna say it again. The world has gone to shit.
You can say that again. All this money and nothing to do with it. But at least we get out before they start bombing.
And that's the conundrum. We just have to brainstorm on the best way to pick up and leave. Now I just wish Ron had brought a bigger boat.
Right. But even being on the water could prove to be hazardous. There's that crazy castle out there, and who knows what else that crazy ass has brought to our world.
Hey, speaking of which, did Dee ever get a hold of them? Things would be fun with Cliff here, that's for damn sure. Hey, Patty, you think Dee would give us some knives, too? Okay, that's it. Let's take a break.
Oh, hell yeah. He'll be giddy as a kid. He loves to talk knives. And pretty much, I can tell you, any big knife, you can take. But the dart knives? Nope, nope, no. But it's you, so he's not going to care too much.
Hey, y'all. Been waiting for you to take a break with the shooting before we approached.
Hello, Leslie. How did you all fare the event? God, I can't believe I said that.
Well, other than cutting up the tree that fell across the road and some broken knickknacks from the earthquake, I think we did okay. And what about you all?
I lost the back half of my house to a tree. So we are at Carol's for now, since we have to leave. No need in calling the insurance company yet.
Yeah, I did a little better. Just some broken glassware and some fallen pictures. But the reason we came over is the fact we have to leave, so we were wondering if...
You all want to do a convoy, right?
Yeppers, we can take the RV. Raymond doesn't know we came down here yet, but I'll handle him. He thinks we'll be okay going it alone, and we don't own any guns. I told him that was a stupid idea, you know how men are.
So, when we heard your shooting, I said we should go talk to them and maybe we can work something out.
Oh, I'm sure you can roll with us. And having an RV to travel in would be welcome. Maybe you should come back when Frank and the boys are here. They shouldn't be long. They just want to pick up a friend, and then we can discuss it then.
Sounds good.
Well, hello, Bubba. Looks like you boys are here for a hoedown, and I see you found Sam for us. Now, won't you be a kind sort and let that boy go?
Hey, Rick! I'm sorry for running off like that.
Don't worry, Sam. Things will be fine.
Well, Rick, it's like this.
It's Broderick.
Like I was saying, Terry's brother Bill owes me a debt, and since it being the end of the world and all, just wanted to be sure good old Bill wouldn't be slipping out without paying up. That just wouldn't be right. Downright hurtful.
Here you are, hon.
Now, what are they doing with my son?
We were just getting to that when you walked up. Oh, Terry, so nice of you to return. You brought her back to the game. Seems Bubba is here to collect on a debt that Bill owes. But the real problem is, he's holding Sam, and from what I understand, for no reason.
Bubba, I know of this debt, and my brother is not paying you. So you came here for no real reason, and Sam has nothing to do with this.
All right, you heard Terry. All debts are null and void.
Sugar Bear, sometimes you talk too much. Sam, are you okay?
Rick, could you send your lady folk back into the house? This is man's business, and it looks like things are about to get messy because I'm not leaving without blood.
Bobby Ray Rush, you let go of my son right now.
I'm sorry, Miss Ellis, but Baba said not to let him go.
Come on, Sam. All right, who's next? Come on, fuck with me.
Son of a...
Hillbillies rule!
Damn that woman of mine. You know she learned to shoot from her daddy. Ouch. That looked like that hurt. No? How about now?
Damn you. Damn you all to hell.
Fuck you, Bubba.
Roderick, look out.
Amen.
Ah, Jimmy. So glad you could finally join us. And great throw. Getting deadly with the axe, I see.
What are we going to do with them?
Right. Can't leave them out here. Sooner or later, someone will start looking for them, and I'm quite sure he told a lot of people where he was going.
Fuck them. Dump them in the river, for all I care. Just get them out of here. Come on, Sam. Let's go in.
Well, you heard the lady. Get the wheelbarrows, and let's get them down to the river.
I need to get home and get my guns.
Aren't they underwater?
What did you do to the SUV? It's got a lot more horsepower than I remember.
Yeah, a new air filter and pipes does wonders for your automobile. This is what you're driving.
Oh, I see. You put the two of us up here so you can just kill things and have fun. Man, you ain't slick.
Yeah. Dude, it's my truck. I can move better through it than the two of you because I'm smaller.
Yeah. I think we're in a zone now. I've got that sick feeling.
You see? he's enjoying this. Okay, comms on. And let me go ahead and lock myself in. Mike, this weld will hold me, right? I'm not looking forward to falling out the back of the truck and becoming roadkill.
You know, D, you always got some shit to say. Nah, you're good. Would you two look at this place? I barely recognized it. The landscape has changed, and all the houses are gone. Now it's just scorched land with black smoldering trees. Oh, shit! Something moved about 150 yards to the right.
Okay, game time. We should be getting close to Robbie and his mom here in a bit. D, what do you have back there for armaments?
Well, I brought your AR-15, Mike's Mauser, my SKS, and the SCAR 17. Okay, I'm good back here. Go ahead, put the window down.
I got you, D. Mike, get ready to call Robbie so he and his mom can prepare to make the jump in the back of the truck so our stop will be minimum.
You actually think he's athletic enough to make a transition like that? Oh, what the fuck?
Well, that didn't work.
What is going on back there? Oh, shit! What the fuck are those things?
Well, they're not flying manatees. That's for damn sure. Man, shit!
I think we're in trouble. They're giving chase now. And they're gaining on us. I fit three rounds from the AR-15, and that didn't put it down. Switching to the SKS.
Mike, off in the distance to your right. They're coming.
Ooh, man, shit! It's been a long time since this happened to me, man. D, how many are coming up behind us?
Way more than 10. The SKS put one down after two rounds. Switching to the Mauser.
D! 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 No! God damn it! Not enough warning.
What? I can't hear you. That did the trick. Just gave us some breathing room. Strange. They're just pure black humans.
God damn it!
But they can run really fast.
Cool. Then Mike, get Robbie on the phone. Let's get ready to do this. God damn it!
That put him down.
God damn it!
Hello. Frank, is that you?
Nah, it's Mike. Look, when we hang up, I need you to count from 10, then get you and your mom out of that car and into the back of this one. Quit fucking around.
My mom's dead.
Okay, well, in 7 seconds, jump into this car.
What's going on? What's going on? God damn it!
Robbie's mom is dead.
Damn it. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go! Leave her, those things are on us. Get in!
Get in the trunk now!
Fucker! Robbie, look behind you!
Grab him, we're gone. D, 180.
Go to four-wheel drive and hit it!
I got him! Drive! Oh shit! One of those things is on his back!
Kill it! Get kill it! Kill it!
Fuck!
God damn it!
Oh shit, the boys made it back! Come on, girls!
Holy hell!
What the fuck happened to the truck?
Georgeville, we'd like to thank all who helped create this episode. We'd like to thank the creator from SoundLeak.com and the band Crash Rocket for loaning us their music. Thank you all.
We'll be right back.
Ha 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 ha